Welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today we'll be talking about using social media as a business tool. I'm Patricia McClelland. I'm an account director at We Communications. I specialize in digital strategy and I work across the Middle East and Africa. And with me today in the studio, I've got Ludovic.
Hello, Pat. Thank you. I'm Ludovic. I work for Microsoft Indian Ocean Islands, which is part of Microsoft West, East and Central Africa. So I'm based in Mauritius and we cover around 9 countries in the Indian Ocean Island and the French Pacific. I'm a PR manager there and I'm working across different segments and markets in the region. So our setup is very similar to a SME. So that's why I think we have quite great experience we can share with the SMEs. I myself have great passion for social media. Mm-hmm. I've been doing my studies in that field and mm-hmm. I've been publishing a few articles also okay. on social media.
Great. And then Ludovic, so when we think about social media for SMEs, I think a lot of small businesses think, why should they be on social media? It might involve a lot of time and it might be risky. But I think the benefits tend to outweigh any disadvantages. So for you, what are the main two reasons that businesses should consider getting onto social media?
I think there's two main functions. Actually, when you think of social media, you need to understand that it's a two-way communication tools. Mm-hmm. So this being said, just think about a conversation mm-hmm. with someone. Mm-hmm. So to have a conversation, you need to listen and you need to contribute to the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing on social media. So you might have two reasons to be on social media. One is to listen. So you need to listen to what your customers are saying about you, about your industry, about their needs. You need to listen to understand what are the industry trends, where it is going, and then to contribute. Mm-hmm. You want it or not, on social media, there's a conversation that's ongoing about your industry, maybe about your company and about you. And you would like, I'm sure, to contribute to it, to be able to bring your voice to that conversation. Mm.
So it's about making sure that it's not just one-way communication and then using it as an information tool to get information and also to be part of a wider conversation that will benefit your business. And then in terms of thinking about the platforms that your business should be on, there's so many different platforms and it can be quite daunting if you had to try and get on all of them at once. Ludovic, how do you think an SME should approach this and decide where to focus their efforts?
I think you really need to ask yourself the right questions. Mm-hmm. First of all, you should be asking yourself, who is your key audience? So who are your customers? Who are your potential investors? Mm-hmm. Who are the stakeholders you need to interact on? And once you have identified these key stakeholders, ask to yourself, where are they found in the social media space? Usually you'll find consumers on Facebook, your potential investors, or if you are into B2B business, they would be more on LinkedIn, and then there will be a mix of them on Twitter. So these are basic questions mm-hmm. to identify where they are. Then you should ask to yourself, in the markets where you want to work, for example, if you're based in South Africa, mm-hmm. in South Africa, what are the leading social media platforms? Is it mm-hmm. Facebook? Is it Twitter, which is most popular? Mm-hmm. You will find around the world in different countries, you will find that different social media platforms are leading in those different countries. There's no one size fit all mm-hmm. to this answer. And then you want to know also what social media is your key audience mostly using. Mm-hmm. So if you're focusing on consumers, are they using mostly Twitter or Facebook, for instance? Mm-hmm. And this will help you to find the answer. And then second thing, which is very important, is to look at yourself. Look at whatever means that you have internally. Do you have a bandwidth? Do you have a time to do mm-hmm. this? Do you have the necessary resources in mm-hmm. terms of personal, in terms of human resources to keep your social media platform alive? Or would you have time yourself to do it?
I suppose it's also important to keep track of industry trends and see which social media platforms are growing in your market. I mean, some of the ones that are very popular today might be gone tomorrow, and there might be new ones that spring up. So in terms of resources, I can imagine also as your team grows, you might want to take on more social media platforms.
Exactly. You need really to be listening, very attentive mm-hmm. about what's happening on the market. Mm-hmm. Because social media is very linked to technology, mm-hmm. how technology is progressing in your market. And these things change overnight, I would say. So you need to be really attentive and follow up with the trend. And with the newer generations, they are very likely to switch from one platform to another.
Let's start by looking at Twitter. Ludovic, I'm sure you'll agree it's definitely one of the most effective social media platforms for businesses to be on. What do you think are some of the reasons that businesses should consider moving on to Twitter?
I think Twitter has become now a very big platform mm-hmm. around the world. It's a very good way to get noticed in your industry mm-hmm. or with other experts in the field you are in. Mm-hmm. Because just the way it's structured, mm-hmm. how organically it's organized, make it very easy for you to become, I won't say very easy, but it gives you opportunities to become mm-hmm. a real expert in your field. You need to understand that Twitter is something that is very quick. Mm. It's all about what's happening right now at a specific moment. So you would see that usually Twitter is very useful when you are participating or organizing live events. Mm. So this is a good way of getting a word out there very fast. So you would see typically when big events are happening in your country or regionally or worldwide, people will be using, for example, a specific hashtag to comment on that event. And this is where real conversation are happening in real time on Twitter.
And I suppose it's also, there's more opportunity to tweet more regularly. So if there is something happening in the industry, you can add, a stream of tweets and nobody's going to get irritated with you. Whereas on Facebook, you can't keep on making comments the whole day. You'll obviously frustrate some of your followers.
Exactly. The way it's organized, it's really a stream. Things goes quite quickly and there's a lot happening there. But the way it's structured, you can actually filter mm-hmm. and just have a look at people or companies in which you are interested in, and then secondly, topics of discussion. So using hashtag, you are able to filter around these topics of discussion and only listen to the information you are interested in or participate to the conversations mm-hmm. you are interested in.
And I suppose going back to your last point, it's also very important not to just be tweeting out there, but using it as a source of information. And because it's so great in terms of showing you what people are saying in real time, it's a great source for looking at industry trends and also looking at what your competitors are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And what else is there? I mean, I know that it's good for search engine optimization. How does that help a small business?
I think it's really an opportunity for a small business to be noticed quite fast, and also to participate to the right conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think the way people get to share it mm-hmm. and how it's structured, again, you can be anywhere in the world and make contacts on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
So I think in terms of building new opportunities, new market opportunities, mm-hmm. that's the tool you can really use and leverage.
Okay, great. And then what should a business tweet about? I think, when you have to put down your tweets for the day or you're planning what you should tweet about, what are some of the things you should consider? Because I think a lot of SMEs get it wrong and they think they should just be tweeting about their products, about their services and about their company. What do you think the right approach is?
I think generally speaking in social media, you shouldn't come across as trying to advertise your products or your services generally. I think a good rule of thumb is trying to be useful mm-hmm. to your audience. So if your audience or your customers or your potential investors is trying to be useful to them. So this being said, as a subject matter expert in your field, in your industry, you should be coming up with information tips that are very interesting for your customers. So let's say you're in technology, in computer, you could be tweeting every day about tips on how to better use the technology in the everyday life. And then people will see you as a real advisor, as someone who's adding value to what they do every day. And in that sense, you'll build some brand loyalty and some you become a name that will be remembered by your consumer. And naturally, they'll think about you whenever they need your services and your products.
So it's also about positioning your thought leadership as a company and about becoming a valuable stream of information for your customers, which will then let them see your company in a more positive light. And is there anything else? I mean, I know that we've spoken about live tweeting from events. I guess there is room to tweet about your products and specials as long as it's not too much and too overbearing.
Yes, and I think what's important also is to tweet. But usually on your tweets, you'll have reactions. You'll have people asking you questions. And it's very, very important that you're reactive to this.
To respond.
As I said, on social media, it's a conversation. So you need to make this conversation alive and participate to it. You might have people asking you questions that you're not comfortable with that. But I think as you go along, you'll know and you learn how to respond to these questions.
And I think that goes back to the importance of making sure that you have enough time to be consistent, to make sure that you aren't just tweeting a couple of times in the week and then forgetting about it for 3 weeks. So you actually, if you are going to commit to Twitter, you should make sure that you're going to give it time every day.
Yes, I think whether it is Twitter or any other platform, you need to build some kind of rhythm of regularity. For some companies, it would make sense to be doing it daily. Others, it might be 2 times per week. So it's up to you. It's up to what capacity you have to sustain that. So I think as an SME, you should build this regularity. By being regular, people know that every day or every 2 days, they can expect a tweet from you and they come and look for you over Twitter.
Okay, and then I think a lot of SMEs would also wonder, should they be tweeting as their company or should they be tweeting sometimes as themselves? Which brings us to our next point. What are the advantages of tweeting from your personal capacity as the CEO or the founder of a company?
I think that's two distinct things because your company is one entity, it's one persona, I would say one personality, and then you as a CEO, it's a different person. I think in the eyes of the people out there, you're considered differently, and probably your company might want to address the consumers directly, whereas as the CEO, you might want to come up as a subject matter expert or a thought leader in your industry, and you might want to participate in conversations with your competitors, your peers, depending of obviously in what field you are. So I think as a person, when you're tweeting out, you can be a bit more opinionated, more personal also in the way you're tweeting. Whereas for a company, you would probably need to be a bit more formal, depending, of course, to different degrees to what industry you are in and who's your key audience.
And I guess also for people tweeting, they'll feel more comfortable tweeting to a person than a brand sometimes, especially if they're talking about something in depth. If you know who you're talking to, it gives your whole conversation another layer of meaning. It's not just tweeting to a company. So I guess there are values in both.
Yes, there's value in both. And I think the conversations happening with two different Twitter accounts will be very different.
Okay. Moving on to Facebook and LinkedIn, two other platforms that a lot of SMEs are on and should be on. Ludovic, what do you think the benefits of these two platforms are?
I think these two platforms in their structure are quite similar. I would say it's not in what's happening right now in the immediacy like what it is in Twitter. They are very similar in the way that you can build a real profile both on LinkedIn and Facebook. But the big difference is about the audiences. I think on Facebook, it's very much about your consumer life. So, and on LinkedIn, it's more about your professional life. So maybe yourself, Patricia, you might have a Facebook account profile and a LinkedIn profile, but you'll probably go on Facebook wearing your consumer hat and with your consumer brain on. Whereas on LinkedIn, you'll come up more as a professional in your field of area. So people would share different type of information and content on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And it's the same thing for your company. In terms of contents and information you would be sharing on these two platforms, they will differ greatly. So probably on Facebook, you might want to share information which are more humorous, at the same time useful for your consumers and your customers. Whereas on LinkedIn, you might want to go there to find new recruits potentially, or to participate in discussions around your industry and what are the trends in your industry. So that's the big difference between the two platforms.
Okay, so people are really wearing, they have a different frame of mind when they're scrolling down their Facebook timeline or they're logging onto LinkedIn. And it's just about making sure that your content is appropriate for that frame of mind that they're in. In terms of, as you've already spoken about the difference between the two platforms, aside from the audiences, what are some other important differences that businesses should think about?
I think it's really about how you come across. As I said, on Facebook, you can have a more humorous tone, whereas on LinkedIn, you might want to be more formal. Mm-hmm. Also, in the size of the content you might want to share on Facebook, it's much more visual. Mm-hmm. It's things that are very easy to consume, easy to read. So short text, very visual and easy to understand. Whereas on LinkedIn, you could publish reports, you could publish content that would take more time to consume, but where people who are specialized in your field would have great interest in. Also on LinkedIn, what we've seen is people are being able to identify business opportunities, to find business partners, and probably find new ventures, new opportunities across your region or abroad.
And I suppose going back to the point about as the CEO of your company or one of the founders, I think LinkedIn is obviously a much easier tool for you to utilize in your personal capacity, whereas on Facebook, you're going to have your own friends and family on there and you might not want to be posting about your company all the time, whereas LinkedIn gives you the freedom to do that and also to network and put a face to your company's name.
Yes, I think it's very important also to understand that I think it's also very important to understand that on Facebook, people tend to be more talking about their private life. So if you are the CEO of a company or just an entrepreneur, you need to be careful what you post on your Facebook page, because you might not want people who are your potential customers or business partners to see everything about your personal life. Mm. So you need to be very careful about that, but you might want to leverage LinkedIn to use that, where you can build your professional profile and talk about your topics of interest in your professional life.
But even if it's on Facebook, you should still be careful, because as they say, if you don't want it on a billboard, you shouldn't post it on social media.
Exactly.
So that's just the nature of how things work today. Somebody can just take a screenshot, and the next thing you know, something you've said in your private capacity, just exposed to all your customers.
Yes, it's very true, because people need to remember social media is a public space. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your personal profile or not, it's a public space. Just anyone can see information and you won't know about it. And as you said, take a screenshot of your profile or what you posted, and this can backfire to you. And we've seen in the news different examples about that.
And so we've got a couple of examples here from Microsoft that just shows you the different ways people can use Facebook versus LinkedIn. So you'll see the Facebook post. It's really seems more compelling, mountaineering their way along Silk Road, 2 min experience, a ski trip like none other. That's something that really seems like something I'd like to click on. It sounds exciting. Whereas when we look at the LinkedIn post, it's really geared at recruitment and getting an interview, because we know a lot of people are on LinkedIn in order to get a job. So would you say there are any other important differences here?
Yeah, I think one thing that strikes me about this post on Facebook is that it's a post from Microsoft, but mountaineering has obviously nothing to do with technology or what Microsoft
does. It's surprising.
So I think this type of content coming from Microsoft will usually attract attention and people will want to click on it and go read further. And you'll see in the title, they talk about Lumia 930, which is a product made by Microsoft. So this is a way of appealing to the emotions of your customers with maybe they have passion for mountaineering or just adventure generally. And this is a way of, that you have to talk about your product in an original and creative way on social media. So you would notice it's Facebook, it's more around passion and things that are more personal. So mountaineering would be usually something that you do in your leisure time. Whereas on LinkedIn, people there are wearing a different hat. They have their professional hat on and type of information they might be wanting to see from Microsoft would be around how Microsoft is recruiting. And Microsoft there is positioned not only as a technology company, but also as an employer. So that's a way for them to attract new talents. So as an SME also tomorrow, nothing stops you to have this kind of approach and to be present on LinkedIn to try to find new talent in your industry and try to attract them to your company.
And I suppose on Facebook, you're competing with so much of everybody's personal lives that you have to make it exciting, you have to make it interesting. Whereas LinkedIn, it's fine to be more corporate because that's what people are expecting.
Exactly. And I think one more aspect I would like to add here, Pat, is that you need to have a content which is shareable. So if I enjoy the story about mountaineering, I might want to share it with my friends who might be sharing the same passion for mountaineering.
And the same with the LinkedIn post. You might want to share it with your the people on your network, what the great interview tips are. And then other tips, we've spoken about a couple, but it's very important to always include a call to action. What are some of the most common ways to do that if you don't have something that's obvious, like buy my product today?
Yeah, I think it shouldn't be actually buy my product today. The usual call to action that we would like to integrate in your post on Facebook, for example, is tell us what you think. So we share an idea or we share a blog post and we want them to react. It's a way for your audience to engage with what you do. And this is how you build relationships. Or you could ask them, please share with your friends this good news. For example, if you're having some kind of special offering, you might want to post it and you might encourage them to share it. You also see contests. So many brands out there or companies out there would organize competitions on Facebook and encourage their followers to bring in their contribution through pictures or just asking very simple questions in the quiz format and having them bringing their answers to this question. You also want to be visual. That's the second tip here. So being visual, there's different ways of doing it. It can be through great pictures. It can be through just using lively colors in your designs that you are using. There might be very simple tools for that. So you might want to search for it online. There's great tips and tricks out there that you can find and that are free to use. You might also, when you are visual, try to put pictures of people with quotes from them. This is very appealing and usually creates quite lots of interaction with this type of post.
And it's also great for showcasing people at your company and maybe some of your happy customers, because I think it's always a lot more believable and a lot more human when you can see the face behind like a positive testimonial, for example.
Yeah, and I think smiles always work better than anything else, and also appealing to people's emotions, using pets maybe, or just cute little babies also work.
Because I think nowadays we prefer to look at pictures than read long articles, so we always have to think how we're going to tell our stories visually and how we're going to get people to click on our posts or be interested in them, and it's normally through a picture.
Yeah.
And also you spoke, another tip is the rhythm, and I know that you said earlier about how important that is.
I think it's very important to build a rhythm in what you're posting, whichever platform you're using. It makes you come back in the feed of your followers on a regular basis so that you stay on their radar. And this also helps them to see some kind of recurrence and build a relationship with your brand or with yourself as an entrepreneur.
And then the last one, I mean, we always see stories about intellectual property, defamation of character, things getting exposed. So I think as a business, it's obviously important to just stay up to date with the terms and conditions and also the legislation maybe of your own country around social media.
Yeah, I think social media, generally speaking, is a very new field out there in the media landscape. So there's still a lot of moving parts. There's lots of discussion around, as you said rightly, privacy, intellectual property, and different legal aspect that goes into it. Also, some of the social media platforms, they want to be more meaningful for their users. So, and they also want, these are businesses, so they want to make more money out of these social media platforms. So you will see very often these different social media platforms are questioning their how they are functioning, and they are reinventing maybe their structure, or they are reviewing their legal terms, or they are just reviewing how your posts would come up in feeds of your followers. So it's very important to be up to date with that. Usually, if you are a subscriber to one of these platforms, you receive through your emails, regular emails with updates. I think it's really important to try to understand, because this can impact a great way how you look and how you appear on these social media platforms.
There's so much to learn about social media as a business tool, and we've really only skimmed the surface today. For more information, you can go to our PR and Communications Toolkit, where there's a lot more to learn. Thank you very much for joining us today at the Microsoft Virtual Academy.